Mishnah Yud Gimel, Parag Beis, Masechas Orla, after a series of Mishnayos dealing with the different order that things happen, whether they are Aser based on whether having a sufficient amount or whichever halachic process comes first. Mishnah Yud Gimel takes the same theme and continues. Kelim Shesachan B'Shem and Tame. I have items, vessels that had oil poured on them, and the oil happened to be Tame, and then someone else came and poured Tahor oil on them, or the other way around, maybe that you had Tahor oil poured on it, and then someone else came and poured Tame oil on it. Rabbi Eliezer says, after we don it, we judge it after the first oil that was poured, and the status does not change. Chachamim omrim achar ha'achron. The Chachamim say, no, we judge it after all the oil has been poured on it. So the Rav says that it's talking about what is going to be polate, what is going to be discharged from the vessel. According to Rabbi Eliezer, whichever one was put on first, that's what the vessel is going to discharge into, whatever is put into the vessel. And the Chachamim say, no, it's whatever is put in afterwards. That is what's going to be discharged out of the vessel when you put something into it. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yudad, Meseches Orla, Seor, Shal Truma, Shal Kilei HaKerem, Shenafu L'Tocha Isa. When I have some leavening agent that of Truma and of Kilei HaKerem that fell into a dough, and there isn't enough of either to make the dough chametz, when it starved with a chimtzu, and they came together and made the dough chametz, asur lazar umutra lekohanim, it's asur for anyone who's not a kohen, it's mutra for kohanim to eat, because it's truma. Rabbi Shimon matra lazarim ula kohanim. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutra for everybody. Why? Because the Chachamim would say that the dough ultimately took on the properties of Truma, and the Kili HaKerem was Mevotel, and Rabbi Shimon holds that both the Kili HaKerem and the Truma properties were both Nisbatel by the dough.